31st of December, 7th day of the octave, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ has been born for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ has been born for us. Come, let us adore him. Christ is here, Emmanuel, majesty so mild. Wisdom dwells with grace and truth hidden in this child. Born of God's creative will, Christ is light from light. Come to rescue Adam's sons waiting in the night. Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, heaven their glory sings, while the earth with mighty voice praise and worship brings. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad at the presence of the Lord, for he comes. Psalm 95. O sing a new song to the Lord, sing to the Lord all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his help day by day, tell among the nations his glory, and his wonders among all the peoples. The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathen are naught. It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place. Give the Lord, you families of peoples, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him. Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy. At the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. With justice he will rule the world, he will judge the peoples with his truth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the heavens rejoice, and the earth be glad, at the presence of the Lord, for he comes. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Alleluia. Psalm 96. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All peoples see his glory. Those who serve idols be ashamed. Those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Sion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth. Exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Alleluia. The Lord has made known his salvation. Alleluia. Psalm 97. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, and the peoples with fairness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has made known his salvation. Alleluia. In this final age, God has spoken to us through his Son, through whom he first created the universe. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2. I tell you then, do not let anyone fool you with false arguments, no matter how good they seem. For even though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and am glad as I see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with him. Keep your roots deep in him. Build your lives on him. And become ever stronger in your faith as you were taught. And be filled with thanksgiving. See to it, then, that no one makes a captive of you with the worthless deceit of human wisdom which comes from the teachings handed down by men and from the ruling spirits of the universe and not from Christ. For the full content of divine nature lives in Christ in his humanity, and you have been given full life in union with him. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. In union with him you were circumcised, not with the circumcision that is made by men, but with Christ's own circumcision, which consists of being freed from the power of this sinful body. For when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ. And in baptism you are also raised with Christ through your faith in the active power of God, who raised him from the dead. You were at one time spiritually dead, because of your sins and because you were Gentiles without the law. But God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He cancelled the unfavourable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross. And on that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of the spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in his victory procession. Responsory from Colossians chapter 2. The fullness of divine nature lives in Christ, in his humanity. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. When we were baptized, we were buried with Christ, and in baptism we were also raised with Christ through faith in the active power of God. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. A reading from a sermon by Pope St. Leo the Great. The infancy which the Son of God did not think beneath his glory, grew over the years to mature manhood. When the triumph of his passion and resurrection was completed, all the actions of humility which were undertaken for us ceased. However, today's feast renews for us the holy infancy of Jesus born of the Virgin Mary. And as we adore the birth of our Saviour, we find that we are celebrating our own beginnings. For the birth of Christ is the origin of the people of Christ, and the birthday of the head is the birthday of the body. It is true that each of those who are called is allotted a particular place, and that all the children of the Church are separated from each other by intervals of time. However, just as all the faithful together, born of the waters of baptism, are crucified with Christ in his passion, raised with him in his resurrection, and given a place with him at the Father's right hand in his ascension, so too with him they are born in this his birth. Throughout the world, every one of the faithful is reborn in Christ, and leaving the path of his old origins, passes by rebirth into a new man. No longer is he reckoned among his human father's stock, but among the seed of the Saviour, who became the Son of Man in order that we might have the power to become the sons of God. If he had not come down to us by this humility, no one could have come to him by any merits of his own. Hence, the very greatness of the gift conferred demands of us reverence worthy of its splendour. As the Blessed Apostle teaches, we have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is from the Father, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. He can in no other way be rightly worshipped, except by offering him what he himself bestowed on us. But in the treasury of the Lord's generosity, what can we find more suitable to honour the present feast than the peace first proclaimed by the angels' chorus at the Lord's Nativity? Peace it is that gives birth to the sons of God. Peace is the nurse of love, the mother of unity, the repose of the blessed, and our eternal home. The real work and special blessing of peace is to join to God those whom it sets apart from the world. Let those then who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, offer to the Father the oneness of heart of peace-loving sons. Let all the members of adoption come together in the firstborn of the new creation, who came to do not his own will, but the will of him who sent him. The grace of the Father has not adopted as his heirs those who are divided among themselves and at odds with each other, but those who are of one mind and heart. Remodeled according to the one image, they should have a spirit in conformity with it. The birthday of the Lord is the birthday of peace. As the Apostle says, "He is our peace who made us both one." For whether we be Jew or Gentile, through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Responsory from Ephesians chapter 2. You who used to be far away have been brought near by the death of Christ. For he himself is the peace between us. He has made Jews and Gentiles into one people. Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who were far away from God, and to the Jews who were near to him. For he himself is the peace between us. He has made Jews and Gentiles into one people. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, we thank you for the human birth of your Son, which is the source and perfection of our Christian life and worship. Number us among his people, for the salvation of all mankind is found in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.